Chris and Kira on 2FM.
Joining us on the phone is a friend of the show and another wonderful lady. Well, her name is A Bit Naughty. Let's give her a round of applause. Hello, A Bit Naughty. How are you this evening?
Hi. I'm having a rough week.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're not,
are you? I know it's only Monday, but I had a rough week since I left you last week.
Oh, you did?
And I'll explain why. Yeah. It's all got to do with what I'm going to talk about this week.
Oh, well, okay. I'm sorry to hear that, A Bit Naughty. I did not know. Well, like, let me tell you something then. You stay there for a second, and Kira and I will be your sympathetic ear right after I give you your intro. Of course, A Bit Naughty, she's online. Her Twitter is @legally_Irish. @legally_Irish is her Twitter, @legally_Irish. And anymanofmine.com is your website. On there, you get all updates from A Bit Naughty. Anymanofmine.com is your website, and @legally_Irish is your Twitter. Now, you do it all. I mean, you do love advice, you do dating advice, you do relationship advice, you do sex questions.
I see on anymanofmine.com you have aphrodisiacs up.
Oh.
You have a post about aphrodisiacs.
Yes, aphrodisiacs, of course, are things which can increase your desire for sex and all of that kind of stuff. So A Bit Naughty, she knows what she is talking about. And I see oysters on there, I see avocados. I'm always eating oysters. Sitting in here dribbling oysters down my face the whole time. But anyway,
gross.
A Bit Naughty, this obviously does not sound like it is a time for festivities. It sounds like maybe something is wrong. So what is going on, A Bit Naughty?
Well, last week I launched the website and someone contacted me through it, which you can do. There's a little contact section, and was asking me about how to spice up a relationship. And they were asking specifically about aphrodisiacs. And I'll be honest, I didn't know a lot about them because, you know, you're either turned on or you're not. So
sure.
I never really paid much attention to them.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying they don't work.
Yeah, they've been well documented at this stage. Oysters, I'm sorry, being the most kind of popular.
They're horrible. Yes. Like, they look spit. They look like saliva dropping out of you. They look terrible. But sorry, A Bit Naughty, you were looking up aphrodisiacs as like an answer to a question that someone had submitted to you. Okay.
And my boyfriend said to me, well, you can't give advice if you've never tried any of them.
That's fair enough.
So I was like, I see your challenge. So last week, I spent all last week eating a different aphrodisiac every single day.
Okay.
Now, he thought he was having onto a great thing because he thought he was going to get lucky every night last week.
Sure. And that didn't happen. So, A Bit Naughty,
no.
Well, I need to ask, because you know what I can hear? I don't speak woman very well, but I can hear in your voice, I can hear a friction, I can hear a tension. Can you hear?
Oh.
Like, it sounds like this is a hot topic in the house now.
I can hear that she didn't put out every single night
last
week.
I know,
but
I can hear that she's angry about something.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, well. We'll get started then. Obviously, oysters is the most popular one. You can't type aphrodisiacs into a search engine and not come back with oysters.
Okay.
It just doesn't happen. All right, okay. And the reason they're supposed to work is because the zinc stimulates the hormone testosterone, which is needed to increase your libido, apparently.
So that increases it in girls too, does it?
Yes.
That's what I've heard. Having more testosterone if you're a girl is what gets you going. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Which is kind of weird in itself.
Isn't it?
Now, I'm like you. I do not like fish. I hate fish. I hate shellfish. I hate the smell of fish. I can't even look at it.
Okay.
Yeah, no, maybe oysters look really unappetizing and unpleasant in France, don't they?
So I agreed to taste them. And now I've never tasted oysters. That's the first thing I should say. I just have generalized all fish that I hate it.
Sure.
You know? So I agreed to taste it. So we went out to this kind of fancy restaurant where it was, you know, it was kind of like a dinner comes with some assembly kind
of
thing. And we're there and you have to shuck your own oyster. And they show you how to do it. And they give you like this really sharp knife.
So that's when you stick the knife in and kind of open up the oyster and then like basically dribble it into your mouth.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you have to scrape the oyster off the shell
how
and you slide
sexy.
It down. You can't chew it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, right?
Sounds hot.
So got one done. It took me a little while to get one off the shell. Then I went to shuck my second one, and I missed the shell and jammed the knife into my hand.
Oh! I knew there was a reason you were annoyed about this. Oh,
yeah.
Dear. So
okay,
you proper cut your hand, did you?
I cut my hand really deep, so I had a napkin, and we left the restaurant. I went straight to the ER. Had to get a tetanus shot in my ass.
was probably the best part of the night, was it?
Oh, yeah. At least someone got to see my ass.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, good Lord.
Now, I'm not saying it didn't get my motor running, but I think it was overcompensated by the fact it was blood and I was high in endorphins.
You were just out of your head. That's all that was going on. Yeah, exactly.
So oysters was a failure.
So oysters, you're saying, is an aphrodisiac given oysters a zero.
Oh, the only reason, there's a couple of things I would say. Be careful, don't use sharp implements if you're clumsy like me. Be careful of the shell, they can cut. And if you do cut yourself, make sure to get a tetanus shot because there's a certain type of fungus that will make you lose limbs.
Oh dear, wow. Right, fair enough.
Okay. Okay, you know what? I think that you've just ruined oysters for everyone, so that's okay. I'm sorry that you had such an ordeal.
Did any of the other ones work?
I thought she was going to say that she had some sort of shellfish like reaction.
her
throat closed up.
I know. That probably would have been sexier.
There'd
know,
be no loving then, would there?
All,
you know, with a closed throat.
Would have been easier.
It reminds me of the movie. It reminds me of the movie Hitch, where Will Smith takes Eva Mendes out on a date and he goes into anaphylactic shock. Anyway, sorry.
Well, all right. So as the aphrodisiacs go, oysters were a failure. Were there any success stories?
Okay, well, they all kind of had their own twinge of, I'm not really sure why we're doing this, but I promised I'll start it, so I'll go on.
Sure.
So next up was avocados. So I thought, okay, I took something less exotic, slightly easier, after the failure of the day before.
I don't know about that now, but avocados are very exotic.
Well, here they're not, because where I am, they're just... You see them everywhere. They're on everything.
Sorry to interrupt. Do avocados get you going here? Like you, the way you said avocados are exotic. It sounds like you like avocados, do you? Do you have a thing for avocados?
I have a thing for avocados. Yeah,
right,
I do.
Fair enough.
Well, she mightn't after I say this. Do you know the Aztecs used to refer to the avocado tree as a testicle tree?
There you go.
That's why Kira likes them.
That's why I like holding them in my
big
hands.
Big old nutsacks. Mm. Yeah, and Kira loves it all. Yeah, that's what it is. Obviously.
So they're supposed to work. And so I ate them. I thought, okay, oysters is a failure. I'll eat them for every meal. I'll eat avocado in some form with every meal, whether it be guacamole or avocado on a sandwich or whatever. So by the time dinner came, I was like, just so bored with avocados that it just didn't do anything for me.
Oh, okay.
Now,
okay.
I'm not saying they don't work. They just didn't work for me.
You got nothing out of it. Maybe you were just exposed to too much avocado.
You're doing avocados all wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
You're doing avocados all wrong.
You're supposed to snort them off a man's ass.
Yeah.
That's how you're supposed to ingest avocados.
That's how I do it.
All right. Well, a bit naughty. Did you try any other avocados?
Oh.
Or not any other aphrodisiacs?
I tried two other ones.
Yeah.
I tried chocolate because, you know, what girl doesn't love
chocolate? Well, us girls love our chocolates, right? How did you find that?
Well, chocolate was good, and it was even better because the boyfriend was intelligent. Because I'm here, I'm missing Cadbury's chocolate. But there's a little market that sells, a little shop near where he works that sells Irish Cadbury's chocolate. They import it.
Oh, sure. It sells all world foods. Okay.
Yeah, I've been craving after it for the last few weeks. So he made a special trip out there thinking, you know, he's going to get some now. He's gonna win this one. This is the one he's going to win.
I hope he did.
He showed up with this big bag of, like, twirls and stuff like that. And I was pretty chuffed to see the chocolate. I'll be honest, I went into one of those I haven't had it in so long carnivore moments where I just ate them all. And I was like, dude, I'm so sugar high now. I just need sleep.
Wow. So did that work well?
I mean, I passed out. I'm not really sure what he did with his
chocolate. Oh, fair enough. Well, look, so you're not sure, but it certainly didn't do anything for you anyway.
No.
Ah, here.
You know, it did. It helped me sleep.
Okay.
The last thing I tried was hot chilies.
Okay. Like peppers.
Now...
Yeah, peppers.
Okay. I've heard that if a woman wants to induce labor, that one of the things they recommend for her to do is actually have a spicy meal.
Yeah. Okay. What did you think of Benari?
Well... you know, I'm partial to spice, so I was like, okay, so I decided I was going to cook at home this week. I was like, you know, I failed at a restaurant, avocado just crashed and burned, chocolate, which should have been the sure winner, you know, made me sleep, so I was going to cook at home. So I went out to the store, bought all different types of really hot chili, and made this really exotic chili-based meal.
Okay.
And then I did something that is a rookie chili mistake.
What did you do? Oh, don't tell me you touched yourself after, like, using the chilies.
Oh, no, it didn't touch me. Did not touch me.
Oh, you touched someone else.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. And you didn't wash your hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I advise using lemon juice. And a good thing is, if you touch it, yes, it stings and burns and men cry.
Yeah.
But you should put it in milk afterwards. Put that in milk and it stops the pain.
Yeah, see, water doesn't help. It's milk that helps chili-based pain. Because water just, it doesn't do anything. But milk, like, it's something to do with acids and bases or something.
Yeah,
and milk, like, neutralizes it.
Oh, actually, chilies worked for me. I got really hot and bothered when I got home and I was, like, all about to jump them.
Okay.
Pre-warning, wash your hands.
Okay, so you didn't wash your hands. And then, you know, that happened to a friend of mine as well. It's terrible. And he touched himself after making something chili-based. Like, touched himself in a... Like, he was going to the toilet. And honestly, he thought it was going to fall off. No joke.
It burned. It burned so bad. And he was rolling around the pain crying. And I was trying to Google the remedy.
Did that get you off, though?
No.
His pain. Okay, fair enough.
Nothing gets me off than seeing a man cry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I would have thought. No, so no.
It was followed by an image that I will never be able to erase. His peewee in milk.
That sounds very sexy, a bit naughty, I'll have you know. That sounds
like, needless to say, I haven't been able to drink milk since.
No, oh yeah. Ugh. Imagine watching your significant other dip his genitals into milk. That wouldn't be a very erotic image, I don't imagine.
Okay, but naughty, can I ask you an honest question?
Uh-huh.
This is what I've taken from this conversation. You call your boyfriend's man part his peewee?
Okay, I think she was trying to be nice on air.
That's just for your benefit. I call it a lot of other people.
Good. No, good. I'm delighted to hear that. I really, really am.
Kira, do you not call any man's genitals his peewee? Like, if you're about to get down to it, do you not say, "Oh, your peewee is lovely looking"? Is that not normal?
No, that's not one of my lines, Chris.
Oh,
no,
all
that's
right.
Not one of my lines.
Well, a bit naughty. You know what? I love talking to you. I love when you come on and you chat with us. So, all in all, really, this aphrodisiacs experiment wasn't a success at all.
No, and I'm not sure if it's any good advice for anybody, but the chili peppers worked, but then I killed it.
Yeah, you did. You ruined it. You cock-blocked him, like, ironically.
Let this be a lesson to us all.
Yeah, let it, exactly. Yes. Please exercise.
Lemon juice is your friend.
Exactly.
Using chili.
Please wash your hands thoroughly. Please sanitize yourself before you attempt to touch anyone's genitals after handling chili. Absolutely. Very, very important message, a bit naughty. And a lesson for us all, an age-old lesson. And you know what? I love it when you come on and when you chat with us. And this is just second. I'm imagining that now and I'm like, imagine.
Apparently the burning sensation was so severe, you know, he was crying and everything.
Oh yeah, of course.
It was very unmasculine. I was like, just, you know, just put yourself together. Like,
no!
You can't be that bad.
How dare you? You wouldn't like if you were burning down there from chili, I can assure you. It'd be terrible, you know. Yeah, exactly. But naughty, he won't be letting you near him from now on. That's what JJ says. He won't be letting you. You'll be kept away from him. You'll have to wear a hazmat suit if you go near him. You know what I mean? But anyway,
why would he stand over me as I wash my hands?
Yeah, he'll supervise you. God knows. But naughty probably come home with plutonium on her hands one day and kill him. But anyway, look, a bit naughty. Yeah. I love it when you come on and you chat with us. Your website is anymanofmind.com. Anymanofmind.com. And also, as well as that, of course, you are on Twitter, legally_Irish. You come on every week. You do dating advice. You do relationship advice. And this evening you did advice on aphrodisiacs, which are, of course, things which can increase your sex drive. So I'm telling you, you are doing it all. A bit naughty. Thank you for coming on and for chatting with us this evening.
Thanks for having me. Chris and Kira on 2FM.